In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
From the Revelation book, chapter 21, verse 1. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Today is the last Sunday in the Coptic year. And as we discussed before about the last month in the Coptic year, all the reading is related to how to prepare ourselves to the heaven and to go to the heaven, and how to prepare the way to go to the heaven. But very rare to discuss about the heaven, what exactly we will see in the heaven. Is it true that we will go to the heaven? But what we will see exactly, we don't know. No, we know everything. It's written here in our Bible. But we have to know. And if we need to know about the heaven, we have to ask someone who went to the heaven. And when we ask first one is St. Paul. And when we ask St. Paul, can you tell us about what you saw in heaven? He told us like this. In Corinthians 1:2-9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, or ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared of those who love him. Eye has not seen or ear heard. Okay, St. Paul, can you continue? Can you tell us about more about the heaven? He replied, no, I can't. No earthly word can describe what I saw in heaven. But we have to know. Why we have to know about the heaven? We have to know about the heaven first of all because it's written, and we have the core of the faith of the Christianity is that we have another eternal life. We have a loud voice now that no eternal life. No, we have an eternal life. And if we need a proof from the Bible, we have a lot of verses. One of these verses is John 14:3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. It means that our Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the heaven to prepare a place for me, or for all people. And he will come again to take my soul and go to the heaven. First of all, we have to know about the heaven because we know very well that we have an eternal life. Second, we have to know about the heaven. For example, we will travel next week to any country or from some years ago when we thought about we will travel to Canada, to come to Canada, okay, and immigrate to Canada, we have to read about Canada. We have to know what I have to prepare myself. I don't know. I have to read about the people, about the buildings, about the weather, about language, about anything. I will go maybe next week. I will go next month. I will go next year. That's why I have to read the Bible. I have to know where I will go. That's why our church teach us now how to, or what we will do in heaven. it's only 1%. When we praise, when we attend the liturgy, we have a lot of things to do. It's okay, but it's only 1% from what we will do in heaven. This is also why we have to know about the heaven. We have to prepare ourselves. We will go to another country. Why also we have to know about the heaven? There is any verse or there is any commandments to me said to, oh, you have to know about the heaven? Some people said, okay, we know that we will go to the heaven, but we, no problem, it's a heaven. It's a hidden. We cannot see this one. We will not know anything about the heaven. We have to know only by faith that is the heaven. No, there is a commandment from St. Paul, Colossians 3:1. If then you were raised Christ, seek those things which are above. Seek those things which are above, it's mean in the Greek language, it's mean demand and research. Then I have to know about my eternal life. I have to know what I will see in heaven. Then I have to ask another one who went to the heaven to explain or to describe to me what he saw in heaven. One of the apostles is Saint John. When he saw the heaven, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. When we open the Revelation book, the last two chapters is the explanation and description of the heaven, what we will see in heaven. The last two chapters is the creation of the new earth and the new heaven. And the first two chapters in the Bible is the creation of the heaven, of the sky, of the earth, of the sun and the moon. And the last two chapters is the creation of the new heaven and the new earth. No need to sun, no need to the moon. This is the link between the Bible. It's only one link. Only one holy Bible. In the first two chapters in the Bible, we saw that God sending away Adam from heaven. And in the last two chapters, we will see all the faithful people, the righteous people, will go to the heaven again with him. Maybe I said the righteous people and faithful people. I think the Christians people, we have to go to the heaven. All, we have to go to the heaven. In the first two chapters in the Bible, Adam was forbidden to eat from the tree of the knowledge of the good and the Adam, he was forbidden to eat from the tree of the good, to knowledge of the good and evil. And in the last two chapters in the Revelation book, we will eat from the tree. We will eat all from the tree. From the first two chapters in the Bible, the last word, or the first word of said by Adam after he fell in sins, he said to God like this, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. I was afraid and I hid myself. But the last two chapters, the last word in these two chapters in the Revelation book, we said to God, Amen, amen. So come, Lord Jesus, I'm not afraid from you now. I need to live with you. This is why we have to know about the heaven. If we read our Holy Bible, we know that it's only one link. It's only one Holy Bible. And if I say now that Saint John saw the heaven, okay, this is from the New Testament. But also, because we haven't the time, but if we open Isaiah 60, we will see that he write everything about the heaven, exactly as Saint John. Then, what we will see in heaven? First one we will see is our Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Augustine wrote a very great book. It's named The City of God. He says in this book that we will see our Lord Jesus Christ everywhere in the heaven. Even we will go to the south and north, east and west, we will see our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. If we need to go about, if we need to know about Jesus Christ, how he's looking, we have to go to the to chapter number 1 in Revelation book. Saint John wrote like this. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. If I need to see my Lord Jesus Christ, I have to hear his voice and to focus and concentrate to hear his voice, to see him in first. Then, and having turned, I saw 7 golden lampstands, and in the midst of the 7 lampstands, one like the Son of Man. He is in the middle of lampstands. Lampstands is the symbolize of the church. But in heaven, he is in the midst, and we will see him all the time and everywhere and anywhere. One like the Son of Man. When St. John saw our Lord Jesus Christ, he is like a man, but he is not a man. He is looking as a man, but he has a glory. When he is looking to his face, he has a glory. He is not a man, but he's like a man. That's why all the words, all the Revelation book, it's written like this, like whatever. For example, he wrote, like a gold, shine like a gold, or like a precious stone. But it is not his earthly words, only is stone, or precious stone, or gold. But it is not like this. It's more beautiful than this. That's why it's written in the Psalm 45, he is more beautiful than mankind. He is more beautiful than mankind. This is only what we have. This is our level. Our limit is only the mankind. Clothed with a garment down to the feet. He was incarnate. It means it was incarnate and became man. He has a full and complete manhood. And girded about the chest with a golden band. He is a king. The king of the kings. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. Hair is white. All the photos and pictures had no white. But why he saw as a white? Because he's an old eternal. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He's over the time. Again, first word what I said, he is old eternal. In Arabic, Al-Qadim Al-Azali. It's opposite. Old and eternal. That's why he had a white hair, pure. His eyes like a flame of fire. When I look, I will look to his eyes. He's like a flame of fire. It will penetrate to my heart. And I will be as an open book to him. He will see everything in my heart. And by his eye, a flame of fire, he will purify my sins. He will purify my soul. He will purify my body. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. When I will look to his feet, I will remember how he passed through the tiredness, the trouble, the furnace, the sorrow, the passion, the persecution, the crucifixion. I will remember this. When I will look to his feet, I will remember what he did for me. He suffered for me. and his voice as the sound of many waters. If I will hear his voice, it's like a fold, full of grace, full of blessing. He had in his right hand 7 stars. He is the infinity, the unbounded, the unlimited. Out of his mouth went a sharp, two-edged sword. His words penetrate to my heart to do 2 things, the two-edged sword: reprove and purify. Reprove and purify my soul. And his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. That's why we will not need any sun again. His face as a sun has it's bright. His face more than has light more than sun. This is a limit of earthly world limitation. He saw what is the maximum light. It's a sun, but he is more than the sun. That's why no need to the sun. Then this is the first what we will see in heaven. We will see our Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. What else? What we will see in heaven? We will see the city of God, the paradise. First of all, we will go to the Revelation book in the last 2 chapters, chapter number 21. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Her light was like a most precious stone. Give me the joy when we enter to the heaven. It's the city of God. We will see it's like a precious stone. It gives me the joy. Give me the delight. Also, she had a great and high wall to protect all the people inside, and with 12 gates and 12 angels at all gates. You can imagine when we go to the heaven and we will find like 12 gates or 12 open doors, and there is smiley trained receptionist for welcoming our angels. They drive me to inside. Go inside now. You are ready now to go to the heaven for welcoming all the angels. And names written on them. On the walls, my name is written. When the angels drive me to the heaven for welcoming, he will see my name on the walls and told, okay, go inside. Your name is written on the walls now. The construction of its wall was of jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass. More beautiful city. We never saw like this. But again, what we will do in heaven? We have to know that the heaven will be our assets. It will be our own property. It will not boring, because some people said, okay, all the time we will praise to God all and in heaven. No, it will not be boring. Why? Now we have a problem that we have a time, but in heaven there is no time. For example, if I will tell you now a story for in 10 minutes, I will tell each minute I will tell the same story. The second time I will tell you a story in the second minute, it will be very boring. But in heaven, there is new every minute, if there is a minute or second, there is a new. Something new happened in heaven. We will know more about God, and God will do another new things to me in heaven. It's over time. It's no time. We will meet a lot of people. For example, when someone tells me, like, okay, you know that St. Mary now it's appearing in Zatoun, for example. Oh, I have to go to Zatoun to see St. Mary. Why? I will see St. Mary in heaven. I will talk with Saint Mary. I will talk with Saint Paul. Why it will be boring? Why it will be boring? And I know very well that I will meet a lot of people, all the saints, the prophets. Even my grandfather, even I didn't see him, I will meet him. He will tell me some stories. And we all praise to God. All we will contemplating God. We will see God. And we talk about God, and we talk about stories, and we talk about God. This is in heaven. If I will continue to about the heaven, maybe we will take hours and hours and hours. But I think we have to stop. But we have only to put in front of our eyes that this is our target. We have to go to the heaven. I will pray to God because He knows that I am a sinner. He knows. He knows about that. About this. I am a sinner. I'm very weak. That's why I ask Him to raise me up. Because I didn't want to lose my target. The target is the heaven. Please open the Revelation book in chapter 21 and 22. And read about the heaven. How it's beautiful. And how is beautiful our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why this is in front of my eye. And I will not lose my target. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
We believe in one. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God.
Season the Father, with the Father, the Son, to worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic apostolic church, we confess and baptize from the church sins.
We look for the
forgive me.
Epi prosef Christos ite
irene pa.